Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The VC Show is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, but you must be 21 or older.
The VC Show, let's go. It's time to turn it out. The VC Show, let's go, let's go.
The VC. What's up, what's up? Welcome to the VC Show, presented by Caesar Sportsbook, Omaha Audio. I'm Vince Carter. Roz is doing what Roz does, you know. You see her gracing the sidelines at the playoffs, so I'm taking over while she's working and focusing on the playoffs and her work. But it's been a busy, busy week for me personally, as well as the playoffs. So I'm going to get me out of the way now. I played in the Invited Celebrity Classic Golf Tournament in Dallas with the Senior Tour players, which is a very cool experience for me. You know, we as golfers or just amateurs or just young players or people who play basketball at the Rec Center, the Y, wherever you play, LA Fitness, wherever you play, you know, you play the game and you feel like you've gotten better. You work on your game until you get to test it with the professionals. And I look forward to doing this every year, getting an opportunity to play with LPGA players, PGA players, Senior Tour players, whatever that may be, for that reason. And it's a humbling experience. And it's a very cool experience at the same time, watching these players, how they think, how they go about their business, how they score in the game. And it was it's always a pleasure, you know, out there, you know, especially when I think I play my best and you look at their scores and guys are shooting in the 60s and you're like, golly, it was just effortless and it was just cool. But shout out to, man, first, obviously, Las Colinas Country Club, where their tournament was held. I tell you, the conditions were all over the place, you know. It was 80s, hit 90s. Then all of a sudden, 2 days later, it was in the 50s. It was windy and it rained. So at one point, it was in the mid-50s, let's say 54, 55, windy, and it rained all at the same time. And you're supposed to play golf, and that's when golf, to me, is extremely hard. Golf is a tough sport in itself. But it gets tougher when now these conditions are amongst you, and you have to kind of factor in your shot selection and or club selection. meaning for those who are oblivious, it's just like whatever your typical club, like a 160 shot would be at your typical club. Well, because it's cold and because it's windy, plays a huge role. Now, also you must add the wind. If the wind is coming at you, they call that hurt. If the wind is hurting, meaning coming at you, you probably have to club up. If the wind is going downwind, meaning going with you, away from you, you probably have to club down because the wind will take it. If it's crosswind, you have to decide what club to play. You probably just keep it normal. So shout out to my caddy, Marcus Gaither, who had my back all week going through these conditions. And we're just trying to figure out what the heck club to hit. Even when I hit some bad shots or good shots, it was still like the second shot was always a mystery. And, you know, I said on one of the interviews in Dallas, I said, I have a tough time in this sport handling success, meaning if I hit a great drive, sometimes my second shot is terrible. And we factor that in. So shout out to him. Shout out to Jack. Works with the show. Did a great job of video capturing great moments, terrible moments. He has some awesome photos that you guys will see soon of the week, because it was a week. It was a long week with two pro-ams and then 3 days of golf in these conditions. It was pretty good. The greens were rolling like a 13+, and I know that means nothing to a lot of you, but let me tell you, it's like rolling in your kitchen. If you take a golf ball and you roll it in your kitchen, it's about that fast. That's how it was. So you had to kind of figure out how to putt and adjust those speeds with all of the breaks and undulations that were happening on the greens. But it was pretty cool, man. I got to play with some legends. That you guys probably may know or may not know, but Tim Heron, Corey Pavin, Kirk Triplett, Scott Dunlap, John Sinden, Steve Jones, Rich Beam, Tom Gillis. Those are some of the pros that I play with. And I tell you, I was in their environment, and I know how I am about my sport when I go about my business. And they were great in allowing me to go out there and play my game and giving me pointers, allowing me to listen in on their talks of how they play shots, how they see things. So it was just pretty cool to be in their environment, just like every one of these guys that I play with. And shout out to Albert Pujols, Derek Lowe. I played with them on Sunday. Jeremy Hudson and Barry McLaren, two amateurs I played with on the final day who were awesome, great. Derek Lowe was hilarious. If you guys don't know Derek Lowe, man, he's a funny guy. I hope you guys get the opportunity to hear him and be around him because, man, he had us in stitches all week long, the whole round, which made it fun even though it was cold and it was the last day when everybody was tired, ready to go home. But to the good stuff, man. Let's talk about these playoffs, man. I tell you, I've been gone all week, but I made sure that I was watching the playoffs, and it just leaves you in awe. I mean, it's funny to see. We go back and we talk about, or we remember the trade deadline and all of the players that were traded, and how would it factor in, and who will do what, and will it help? Obviously, KD, Russ, Kyrie being traded to their teams, and now we're saying, will they, can they take their teams, put their teams in the playoffs at the time, and how far will they go if they make it? And wow. I'll start with Kawhi first in the Clippers. I was asked all week about that while I was at the golf tournament, what my thoughts on Kawhi. And, you know, I only know what I know and what we hear. You know, if a player can't play, and I think we've seen Kawhi, obviously, he's always talked about the load management, but he's performed in the playoffs when needed. And I think he's just had some bad luck. And, you know, my thing about that, and this, you know, you guys can kind of decipher this how you want, break it down, have your opinion with it, but it's just like, you got to get your body in shape. And he, not that he has not, but it's just like regular season. That's why you play the games, to kind of get yourself in shape. And some people are like, well, you play so many games, you wear down. And I hear a lot of people like, oh, guys, he's injured. So he can, oh, guys are injured or they're hurt, or they're hurt and they can't play, or they're not playing at their level. Everybody's hurt. Everybody has some knick-knack injuries that they're dealing with. And Kawhi has had some injuries that have just obviously put him out, because he was, man, game one, and I guess it was game two as well, he was, I'm like, man, this dude is playoff ready. And, you know, there was talks like, oh, that's why he does the load management, and, you know, for this reason. And then, you know, what can you say now? It's just like, all right, you know, some could say, well, if he was playing more games, he's primed. And some people like, you know, it's just a freak accident, just the way the game goes. And that is, I agree with that. That's just the way the game goes, because you could play 82 games or as close to it and come in the season and have an injury, or you could play 60, 70 games and have an injury, just kind of the way it goes. I mean, we've seen a lot of guys get nicked up and injured for whatever reason. And it's just the way it is. I mean, playoff basketball is just a different brand of basketball than obviously regular season. Regular season is different than preseason. And, you know, that's just the what it is. I know Kendrick Perkins said the Clippers have a decision to make as far as what Steve Ballmer should do with Kawhi and PG. I kind of agree with the just one more year, give him another year, particularly now that you have Russ there. I know he's I think unrestricted free agent. So I think you keep this team together and you make this a last run. New building, new energy, new opportunity. I think going into a new building with headline superstar names like Russ, PG, and Kawhi is a great transition to your new building, if that building is ready in time for the season. I'm sure it'll be ready at some point in time. So that's great to get your fans in there and to kind of have them hyped and motivated. But they just kind of figure out how to keep those guys healthy. I mean, it's nothing you can do about guys getting injured in or hurt in games. That's just what it is. But I mean, I think if they can stay healthy, they are definitely relevant. They're definitely a contender next year with those three alone. And then I love Zubac. I love Mann. You have Bones, who will be around, have a full year. I don't know. We'll see. But it's just like, it's just unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate how that happens when, you know, you have a team that can make some real noise. And I thought they were in a position, you know, in seat where, yeah, I mean, they're going to see some of the best players, but that was a scary team. And you see, they were still tough out. Anytime you have Ty Lue, and Ty Lue I've known for a very, very long time, become an unbelievable coach, one of the best coaches in the league, year in and year out. And you just look at what he's accomplished, what he did with what he had. And he made a great point. You take two superstars off of your any team, will they survive? Will they be competitive? And he for sure had the Clippers competitive, and, you know, to where they still had a shot to get it done. Well, to really put themselves in a situation where they can probably take it back to Clippers and hopefully get PG. But Devin Booker and KD got busy, did their thing. They did what they're supposed to do. You don't want to give any team life. You're 3-1, particularly at home on your court. You don't want to give anybody life to go back to their building, regardless if game 7 is in your building. You want to close it as soon as possible. For injury purposes, like we've said, we saw KD fall. He landed on his hip. That's been a theme lately of guys falling, hurting their lower back. And we saw that KD did that. He was grabbing it, you know, favoring it a little bit early, but he still found a way to be that guy, which he is, man. And I tell you what, man, they're going to be a tough out. Like, that was a great series. Oh, man, what else? Let's see. Hawks, Celtics. So, I mean, I could go on for days about this. Obviously, you guys know I played in Atlanta. And I still think the Celtics are the better team. I was just curious how this would play out. And I have to give Trey some credit. All year, up and down with how he played the game. And that was kind of our argument, Trey and I, throughout the year, just making sure he got his guys involved because he will need them in the playoffs if they were able to make the playoffs. And they had success a couple of years ago and on their magical playoff run with Trey getting guys involved early and allowing him to be fourth quarter Trey and the superstar player that he is, because that's when you need your superstar to be their best, is in the fourth quarter. And Trey is displaying that in the last, game three through five, I think he was aggressive early game five. Game five. He was aggressive early and got his shot, but he started to get other guys involved as well, getting off the ball, allowing Bogey Bogdanovich to get hit shots and hitting the roll guys, because it just loosens the defense, because obviously he's going to draw the attention. But, people are like, oh, they're double team. You see, double teams were slow to happen because of his ability. He had 13 assists. And I thought sometimes he gets the assists just because he's trying to get his numbers, but he was making the right plays and getting guys involved. So now the double teams aren't as quick, and they were hesitant. At the end of the game, they're like, wait, where was the double team? Well, yeah, Marcus Smart was on his way, but at the same time, Trey's ability to get off the ball, get guys involved, which he was doing all game, allowed him made for the defense to be hesitant to just all out sell out and go double team, because Bogey was hot. He could have easily been the guy to the recipient to knock down that shot. And I think when he gets the ball, you feel confident that he can make shots. You have DeJounte Murray, and he's the guy that Trey has shown growth to me, even from the beginning of the year, allowing DeJounte to run the point sometime. He plays off the ball, and he can be as effective, and he can feel comfortable in showing that now when Trey gets off the ball, DeJounte can go out there and get buckets. He could put up numbers, and I thought that was a big loss for him, and I was interested to see how it all played out. DeJounte is a huge, huge piece to the success of the Hawks and where they are, so he just has to be smart. I know his frustration, he was frustrated, and it got the best of him, and he made a mistake. He admitted that, if me, a veteran in the locker room or around, I just tell him, man, you on the court is more important than you motivating from somewhere else at this time of the year. So, Trey made him a promise that he was going to get it done, bring it back to Atlanta, and he did just that. So, shout out to Trey. Shout out to the Hawks, keeping their season going. Hopefully, they can pull off something in Atlanta. I think they're going to be a hype crowd. So, ATLians, show your love, man. Show your love to keep that series going, to make it an interesting series. Because I think, regardless of what people say, your fandom, if you're a Hawks or Celtics fan, everybody enjoys seeing series play out, six, seven games where it's like a lot of drama, very interesting. So I'm hoping that happens because, it's just good TV, good to watch. Quick mention, for those who are watching the game, I don't know how many people switched over to NBA TV to watch the T-Wolves Nuggets, I didn't, but I could see the score, and I knew I saw Anthony Edwards. I did flick over for Anthony Edwards, game-winning shot attempt. Shout out to Anthony Edwards, man, who is just, you're seeing growth from him in his game. He's going to be a superstar for a lot of years, getting his team in the playoffs. Shout out to Mike Conley. I thought that was a great pickup for the Timberwolves, getting Mike Conley in there. We've seen what Mike Conley's effect was for Donovan Mitchell in Utah. And I thought he carried that over. I'm talking about Donovan Mitchell carried that over to Cleveland, just understanding the game, seeing the game a little differently. Also, I thought I thought having Mike Conley would do the same for Anthony Edwards. He already had what he had. I thought he would be great for him, just kind of seeing the game differently from a point guard, from a leadership standpoint, because Mike is a great leader, a great teammate and motivator. So shout out to him and the T-Wolves. They had a great year, because I don't think a lot of people felt beginning the year that the T-Wolves would be much of anything. We didn't know. I'll say that. And then the Rudy Gobert thing, I thought they gave up a lot, too much rather, for Rudy. Not that he's not a great defender, but I just felt like you got rid of a lot of assets. But this is positive that they were able to figure it out, get some wins, get into the playoffs. That always helps for free agency and moving forward. Oh, I want to make a quick mention about that Hawks game going back to Atlanta right during Janet Jackson. Ooh. I don't know what they're going to do with Janet Jackson. Maybe they'll move it to the next day. I'm not sure. But, I mean, obviously, that's the arena. And I'm sure they booked Janet Jackson, you know, months and months in advance. But, you know, the playoffs is happening. And you can't reschedule a playoff game. It's easier to reschedule a concert before, and even if it is Janet Jackson, it's easier to reschedule a concert than it is to reschedule a playoff game because of the scheduling and how it falls for TV. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. I thought that was kind of hilarious. I know they had situations that like that before, which was brought to mind. I think it was 2009 Nuggets in WWE. I'm sure Vince McMahon was not happy about that, being a man of control. So anyway, I want to talk about the next matchup. I think it's Denver-Phoenix. Quick thoughts. I'm interested to see who will have what, how they go. I think KCP will have Devin Booker. I guess Michael Porter Jr., not Kevin Porter. Michael Porter Jr. is going to have his hands full with Kevin Durant if he's the one that guards Kevin Durant. And if not, he's going to have to guard Devin Booker. Or maybe they put him on CP. And they put Jamal Murray on Devin Booker, and maybe Kentavious Caldwell, KCP, guards Durant. I don't know. He's a tough matchup. Or actually, I take that back, Aaron Gordon. You also have Aaron Gordon. So I'm interested to see how these pieces fall. I think Aaron Gordon to guard Durant. So this is going to be an interesting series, because obviously the talks are Jokic being an MVP, two-time MVP, and when will Denver kind of move on and deeper into the playoffs? Well, they advanced to the first round, mission accomplished. Now it's on to the second round. And you look at the other side of this and you say, all right, the Clippers were a tough out, which I thought it would be. Now already this team of Phoenix, regardless of the success of the individual players and the Phoenix Suns last year, they're battle tested this year as a unit and have a better understanding of who they are, how they need to play in situational basketball. Now comes the next challenge. You know, Denver's been good all year, whether we give them their props or not. They still deserve to be recognized as the number one seed. And how this plays out, I don't know. I think it was important for the Phoenix Suns to close that game out instead of let that series drag on. Then it gives the advantage to Denver then. Yes, regardless, you have Devin Booker and KD, so they're dominating, they'll do their thing. But I think now you get a chance for Chris Paul to rest, transfer KD to rest, and just go in there healthy, rested, and ready to rock. This would be an interesting series moving forward, and I can't wait to see it. Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesar's Palace, all this can be yours when you bet with Caesar's Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns reward credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using code OMAHAFULL, that's OMAHAFULL, and then place your first bet, up to $1,250. If you win, great, you keep those winnings, But if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet.
21 and over only. Offer must be valid, must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. New users and first $10 wage only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount or qualifying wager return only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with the Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed to the Horseshoe Bossier City and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537. Or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Looking ahead to Wednesday's games, where do I start? Let's go Knicks-Cavs first. I'm surprised. I thought we'd see. I thought Donovan Mitchell would really control this series, and we're seeing Jalen Brunson. Man, golly, man, Jalen Brunson has been lights out, and I wonder. Mavs fans, I know you're sitting back like, see, we shouldn't have gotten rid of him. And I agree with that. You know, things happen. And Jalen is in the right situation, getting the opportunity to flourish, man. And Donovan Mitchell, Cavs, what's the young fella? Evan Mobley, their bigs have been up and down. Shout out to the Knicks defense. I think Julius Randle. You know, he was banged up, a little injured, which I said, everybody comes into the playoffs a little beat up. But it's like you get new life. You get new life at the same time because it's the playoffs. It's what you play the season for. You know, some teams load management for the good of the playoffs. And that's what kind of what we're seeing is guys kind of, you know, have new life. And it's like, oh, will Julius Randle play? Well, yeah, we knew he was going to play. How would he look? Well, he's been pretty good. And I said before, the Knicks will have success. And I think Julius Randle now doesn't have to feel like he needed to be the hero because he has another guy that he can kind of play off of and still go out there and do his thing. And Jalen Brunson has taken the load off of Julius to just go out there and hoop. And he's one of the superstars. I'm not going to say the stars. One of the superstars of the playoffs right now. So shout out to Jalen Brunson. I played with his dad, Rick Brunson, many years ago. So that's pretty dope. Where do we go here? Do we go Lakers-Grizzlies or should we go Heat-Bucks? I'm going to go Heat-Bucks first. Jimmy Butler? Whoa. And I say that... Because you talk about Jimmy Butler during the regular season, he has his moments when he puts his imprint on the game, and he's just like, oh, you know, this is not a thing. I'm just a hooper. You are a hooper, Jimmy Butler. You are a hooper. You're a baller. You're a star player. You're a superstar. And we know, whether you want to admit it or not, you do your thing regular season. You kind of just, I don't want to say coast, but, you know, you're in the middle of the pack, and when playoff time comes, you turn into a superstar, your superstar status. So Jimmy Butler's performance in, man, versus the Milwaukee Bucks was impressive for the simple fact that Milwaukee Bucks take pride in their defense, team defense and individual defense, because they have a lot of very good individual defenders, particularly Drew Holiday, who's, I said a couple of weeks ago, was one of the best two-way players in the game. It goes up there with like a Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, like guys who get it done on both ends on the floor. But Jimmy Butler, man, when he wants to throw his weight around, he throws his weight around. And if you look at that, Jimmy was seeking out Middleton because he felt like he can for sure get the best of him that night. But he wasn't shying from Drew Holiday. He wasn't shying from Giannis. He was taking advantage of the bigs, Brook Lopez, who probably could possibly win Defensive Player of the Year, but he was going at him, getting to where he wanted. Jimmy Butler, when he's locked in, man, another guy who is superstar to status, playing on that level with all of the other big names in the game, and, you know, Jimmy said he didn't care about the All-Star game. You know why? Because he cares about the playoffs. When you put up 56 on a team like the Milwaukee Bucks, it makes everyone say, man, you know, because I felt the Milwaukee Bucks were playing the best basketball, and it was unclear. I was unsure about what the Miami Heat would do. Could they get out? Could they get into the playoffs, particularly after the showing they had against the Hawks? And I was just like, wow. And they got it done against the Bulls. And Jimmy Butler started to put his mark on that game, which I thought he would do against the Hawks, just to kind of get them in where there's no doubt. But it goes back to what I said before, leading into the play-in tournament, is if you're not going to get the 6th seed, you want to be in the 7-8 seed because you have the best opportunity to get into the playoffs. Yeah, okay, you worry about being a 7 seed and who you play, 1 or 2. Or two, and the 8 seed is you play a 1. So what? You just want to get in there. If you can't get in there as a 6 seed, you want to be a 7-8 seed where you just need one win, not two. And you get two opportunities to win one game. And the Heat are taking advantage of that. The Hawks are taking advantage of being in the play-in and having some success. You know, you think extra game for Miami, two extra games on top of the playoff series, would that wear them down? It's actually helping them right now, giving them the opportunity to keep the series going. So shout out to both teams, and especially Jimmy Butler. I think moving forward, Bam Adebayo is going to have to give him more. I thought he was great later on in the second half. Obviously, he's doing his thing defensively. So regardless of how your offense goes, he's going to have to defend. But Jimmy Butler, you can't expect Jimmy Butler to do it to play that way. You're going to wear him down. They're going to need some help from somebody. I give a shout out to Duncan Robinson on being a professional, being ready to play. Didn't play much all season and gets the nod and is unleashing that loaded clip that he has, man. And I think it opens the floor up when you're getting guys scoring like that. Shout out to Victor Oladipo, man. Prayers to you, my guy. We had him on the show, obviously, early in the season, and he was just talking about redemption and his motivation and wanting to go out there and prove that he still had it. And then something like this, I saw it happen, and it was like a best friend, family member getting hurt just because of, you know, how inspiring and how motivated he was about the season and what he wanted to prove. And he was playing great, and he was a guy that they were putting the ball in his hand to get a bucket, and he beat his guy to the basket and obviously had that freak accident. So, man, prayers up from the VC show and all the fans and all the people out there. We love you, man. We love what you displayed this year. Stay motivated, man. Bounce back again to prove to everyone again that you still got it and you deserve to still be in this league as a starter and a go-to player. So, man, get healthy and rest up. But let's move on. I'm going to go to the Lakers Grizzlies series. Another team that I play for, the Grizzlies. Lakers are up 3-1 right now. Where do we start? Let's get to the elephant in the room, if there's a such thing, with Dylan Brooks. And I've been asked about that and my thoughts on it. You know, if you're going to talk your talk, you have to be able to back it up. And if you can't back it up, you got to be able to take your lump. You got to be able to take your lump. And that's just the way it goes. I mean, you know, when you hop into the media and you say what you got to say, however it is, you know, whatever it is you want to say, however you say it, if it doesn't go your way, you still got to be able to face the media and own up to it. Hold your chin up and like, yeah, he did his thing. Because you're talking about a guy who, you know, has accomplished a lot. And I'm not talking about regular season, not about career. I'm talking about the playoffs. And is not easily rattled. I mean, you can get under his skin sometimes or whatever for whatever reason, but he's not easily rattled. And LeBron has shown just that. And he took it personally. And the other thing I said about that is like, yes, he's going at LeBron with what he said, meaning Dylan Brooks, but when you talk about the playoffs, this is not regular season where, yeah, they hear it. You play them eventually. This is a series that you're going to see guys seven games for however a week and a half or however long a series goes. So that becomes bulletin board material. And with social media, the way it's talked about, you know, on all TV outlets, social media outlets, you see it here all the time. But they, I guarantee that was bulletin board material, not only for LeBron, but for the Lakers in general, because that's one of their guys. You know, when you come at one of their guys, I mean, Austin Reeves even said, like, that's one of our guys. We wanted to go out there and show, like, we got his back. And these are other guys. It's not the best player talking about them. It's his teammates showing support for him. And you can just see the excitement in Anthony Davis when LeBron goes at Dylan Brooks, goes left and gets the N1, the foul. You can just see the motivation, not only because it's the situational basketball, obviously, but it's because it was because of who it was on. And LeBron made sure he knew, oh, I got the matchup I want. Oh, let me show you how I can go left and bump you around and get this N1. So for me, I think the Lakers have a chance to win this series and close it out if Anthony Davis shows up to play, not LeBron. Anthony Davis. He's doing the work defensively, so that's not the question at all. He's doing the work defensively. He's getting it done, blocking shots, being a force, cleaning up guys' mess when they're contesting shots, altering shots when they get beat. But they're going to need him to be alpha dog number one. Go-to guy, put the ball in his hands, because LeBron can take over the game when he wants to. This is why I say that. And I think when you have Anthony Davis being assertive through three quarters, it allows LeBron to go out there and do his thing when needed in the fourth quarter, when it's money time. And Anthony Davis. And Austin Reeves has been solid. You know, guys have been knocking down shots. I think Rui Hachimura has been fantastic for them, just giving them a lift. So they got guys, they're getting it from everywhere. But regardless of all that being said, and that's all well and good, Anthony Davis has to be that guy, and that has to be his approach. His approach needs to be, give me the ball early and often, which it can create opportunities for everyone else. And I do mean opportunities even for LeBron, where he put up that type of that game effort. Yes, you can lean on him, and he can probably get it done again, he meaning LeBron, but that's why you brought in Anthony Davis. That's why you made sure, you hope he's healthy. He is healthy. He needs to be that guy. So we shall see. If you're on the other side, I feel like at this point, Dylan Brooks needs to just go out there and just hoop. Stop giving the Lakers more motivation. Just go hoop. Jaren Jackson, go out there and be your number two guy. And if I'm Ja, man, we're like, you know, I'm listening to some of the shows, like, yeah, man, you're playing, but Ja's just a little injured. We don't know how far. Man, he put up 45 with that bad hand. It's the playoffs. You got to find a way, and he's found a way. I just say, Ja, you got to be careful. The highlight dunk isn't always the go-to move when your team needs you in the playoffs. when you're down 3-1. Okay, so that's what I say. That's what I would say to him. We need you on the floor more so than we need a highlight dunk. All right, because right now that floor has shown to be undefeated on a lot of players, particularly him. So if you just got to get into the air, get into the paint, go to your Euro game. His Euro step game, getting around players is elite. And, you know, or start jumping around players instead of jumping through them. Because guys are trying to take charges. Like, this is playoff basketball. Guys are willing to risk getting a highlight dunk put on them for the good of the team, hoping they can get a charge instead. Or even if they don't and you get the highlight, it's the fall that matters and your team needs you more than they need that highlight dunk. They need the points, yes. And sometimes you have to make a statement. But trying to jump through guys right now, I don't think it's the best move. I think John needs to be assertive, aggressive, and put his mark like he's done. But just start jumping around, guys. You don't have to go over them or through them. Get around them because they need you as healthy as possible for however minutes that you're playing. That's my two cents on that. And lastly, but not least, the Warriors and Kings. Wow, another team that I play for. It's unfortunate, first and foremost, that De'Aaron, fractured his finger. It sounds like he's going to play, and I'm all for it. I love for guys to try if they can, particularly in the playoffs. It means that much to them, and they feel like they have a chance, and as they should, because they've been darn good at home. They were so close to getting one done, getting a win in Golden State, because I felt like if they got a win in Golden State, if they were able to pull one of those wins off in Golden State, man, that would have been something. So, like I said earlier, I like to see series go 6 and 7 because it just makes for great drama, great TV, and it's a great watch. As a basketball fan, as a player, obviously you want to get it done and over with, but I feel like this series is going to continue to go back and forth. Who will be the guy to step up for the Kings to give them another guy, another score? Because, obviously we're seeing right now Sabonis is – he's having a rough one. The Golden State Warriors have done a great job of, Draymond and Kevon Looney putting bodies on him, putting multiple guys in Sabonis's way to make him a passer and a facilitator. And that's great because he's getting other guys opportunities. So it's important for Murray, Kevin Huerter, even when Kevin Lowes, when Lowes gets some time, Harrison Barnes, it's important for other guys to hit shots to make the game easier for Sabonis and Monk. So with De'Aaron kind of hobble, he's going to play. He still can be fast. He can still get to the basket. We'll see what the jump shot looks like on the shooting hand, particularly when you take a shot, because you know it's going to happen, whether it's on purpose or just so happens. He's going to take a shot, and how can he does he handle that? Can his finger, it's freshly. It's just still, it just happened, so. It's going to hurt, it's his pain tolerance is the key. So I think Malik Monk is going to have to be special. I think Kevin Huerter is going to have to knock down shots. Harrison Barnes has been great. I think he's going to have to play that type of game. I don't think for sex purposes, guys don't need to play hero ball and to do more than they've done. But everybody's going to have to be solid. I think the young fella Murray is going to have to knock down some shots. I thought he was a little rattled on the road. But you're at home where you're comfortable and where he's played some great basketball. So, it's going to be important for the others and Sabonis to have a great, great game if they're going to pull this off. Because at the same time, you got to think the Golden State right now is very confident. Because they got the job done at home. They won. They did what they're supposed to do. They won at home. So can they carry that over on the road? They're champions. They've been in the fire. the pressure as the series mounts on. That's when the pressure builds, and these guys have been through that. So they have the experience on that side of it, but on the other side, it's their lack of success on the road as far as winning. So which one will prevail? And, I mean, I think Steph and Clay are going to be Steph and Clay. X factor to me, I think, would be Wiggins. You know, if he can make his mark, obviously defensively, but offensively, just giving him something. Like, if you get playoff Wiggins like last year, boy, they can get it done. And that's all they need. You know, they, Golden State, just needs one win on the road. I felt like whoever wins on the road first more than likely will win the series, because both of these teams are very good at home. Do I think Sacramento can win this game? Yes. But also, you know, think it's possible. It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of ifs. You know, if Wiggins plays well, I think they Golden State can win the game, but they got to get stops. So, you know, it hasn't been offense, it's been defense for Golden State on the road. So can they figure out how to crack the code, slow De'Aaron Fox down, particularly in the fourth quarter? We shall see, man. But home court advantage has been the key for this series. So, yeah, let's see. Other than that, man, I'm interested. I want to move forward. I want to talk about some other potential matchups. Who did the Sixers see? The 76ers, got to give them their props for taking care of business against the my other former team, the Nets. I think it was smart. Oh, well, imperative, not smart, imperative for them, the Sixers, to kind of end that series so they can get Joel as healthy as possible. Now he's not feeling the pressure to come back and play. He can kind of let the injury, his injury heal. All of their other guys can kind of rest up and kind of get prepared for, it seems like, a hard-fought series for the Celtics. I think the Celtics let an opportunity slip away by allowing the Hawks to come into their building and get a win. And it, as this series lingers on and the Sixers get more chance to rest, this makes for an interesting second round if the Celtics are able to get out of the of this series, or if the Hawks get in there. I think the 76ers, if the Hawks get in, the 76ers will be chomping at the bit, because of, you know, we know what happened a couple years ago, and I think Joel, you know, there's a lot of things that Joel wanted to accomplish, and if he gets that opportunity, he's going to definitely want that matchup again. So we'll see how that plays out. So yeah, man, that's kind of it as far as the playoffs. There's some other little, you know, I like to talk a couple other sports topics and give a shout out. NFL, Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets. Yeah. It definitely makes them a contender. You know, their defense is solid. I personally, you know, if you know, I know being a veteran, so when I played on a new team, you know, coming in early, I mean, I'm not the start. I wasn't a starter, so it didn't matter as much as for Aaron Rodgers, who is the starting quarterback. But I hope, because they're a very good team already, they've just gotten better with Aaron Rodgers, I hope that he comes into OTAs in some of the offseason workouts and starts working with some of these guys, particularly the receivers. He was frustrated with how the season started with his chemistry with receivers last year in Green Bay. And, you know, it was an easy fix to me. And you could avoid that by just going there a couple of days or bring those guys out to you. I mean, after, you know, but you go in there and kind of work those guys so they understand how he operates and he gets a feel, instead of going through all of that in season when you need wins and you're trying to position yourself. So shout out to Jalen Hurts getting the bag, getting paid, and this amazing, you know, for guys, this is for athletes in general. The draft is coming up for the NFL. The NBA draft will be coming up soon. And, you know, with social media like it is, you're going to continue to hear people's thoughts and opinions on your game at that moment. and, you know, what you can and cannot do, and your intangibles and what you need to work on, and all of these things are going to be said about you, and you can't let those things affect you. You know, the one thing a player does not want to say, you know, he does their work ethic and they don't work hard. You don't ever want that to be said about you. But I'm saying that because you talk about Jalen Hurts and, you know, saying what he couldn't do and he needs to change positions, just like they said about a lot of other quarterbacks, but he just stayed the course. He was too small. He was this, that, and the fourth. Wasn't accurate, you know, whatever the case may be. And he just showed that he's a baller. And he went from doubting his ability to be a franchise quarterback. Oh, Lamar Jackson was another one, the guy who they said he should change positions. And look where he is. And, you know, he became an MVP. But, you know, stay home. Let that be your motivation, you young guys, whatever sport that is. Let that be your motivation. You know, but be real with yourself and be able to look into the mirror and say, all right, they think that I can't, or they say that I can't, or know that I need to work on whatever that is, aspects of your game. Accept that and go work at it and get better, man. Don't kind of let that stuff, like, discourage you in the talks. Like, people are going to talk. We're going to talk. I'm in the media. We're going to say have our opinions. People are allowed to have their opinions. Whether you're a fan or a player, that's just – it is what it is. But how that affects you, you know, it shouldn't, you know, but I mean, obviously words can get to people differently, but that shouldn't stop your motivation for becoming a better player. And Jalen Hurts did that. He kept his head down. He put his work in, and man, oh man, you know, he played great, and they were so close to, you know, accomplishing a goal from a guy who you didn't feel was a franchise quarterback to almost winning a Super Bowl. He just ran into that guy they call Patrick Mahomes. Speaking of the draft, I'd like to see in the comments, man, who is the number one pick? Bryce Young? CJ Stroud? I'm hearing Will Levis now is possibly possibility to be the number one pick. I don't know where that's coming from. Maybe he's doing a lot of great things, putting that work in. That's just what it is. I mean, think about Richardson as well, another guy who – you know, doubting, but whatever. He has a lot of intangibles, but it's like, he's just not this. So that's fine if that's what they say. So I hope guys are putting their work in right now to prove otherwise. And I know teams are still watching to see their growth from the last time they saw them up into the draft to convince them. And that's kind of motivating to teams, in my opinion, when you're seeing a guy, you know, show what they showed on their pro day. And you can see more growth from their pro day to right up until the draft or right before the draft. And it seems like Will Levis is doing that. Still Anthony Richardson, we're hearing good things about him. I'm just confused about the CJ Stroud and how people feel about him not, you know, all of a sudden being the top two pick. Houston Texans possibly going in a different direction, going defensively with Will Anderson. So maybe there's something that we don't know. Maybe there's some trades brewing, you know, out there that we'll probably see that will give more clarity to all of this. But, you know, I like to talk about that. OBJ going to the Ravens. I think that is huge in keeping Lamar Jackson in Baltimore for at least another year. I want to talk about my Bucks. I'm listening, you know, just like everybody else as a fan. And I know we have Baker Mayfield. And, there's talks about, you know, if CJ Stroud does not go number two, teams could possibly move up for a quarterback. And it's no disrespect to Baker Mayfield. But that's a young talent. Either if he doesn't play early, he plays under Baker Mayfield and or competes with him, you know, and it gives us, you know, we need some more defense. And man, it's not a rebuilding year. We don't need that. We have too much talent on our team to rebuild. Let's go, Bucks. Let's do something here. But anyway, that's my spiel, man. Thanks for watching and listening to the VC show. It's always a pleasure. Like I said, leave your comments about your thoughts and what was said today about the playoffs, players, the draft, all of that, man. We'd love to hear. We love to read it. Roz will be back soon. But you know what? We out of here. The VC show. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.